Take a short break. So today we're doing Chamishi in the Devarim. So it's interesting, in today's Parsha we read how Hashem is saying to the Bnei Yisrael, as they're trying to enter to Eretz Yisrael, God tells them, don't start up with the Moav, don't start up with the Edomite, and don't start up with the Ammonim. So all these three nations, don't start up with them. Basically, they had to go around them, and they were not able to enter into the land of Israel directly through those nations. Now, who are these three nations? If we take a look earlier, in the beginning, in Bris Bein HaBesorim, when God promised to Avram that he's going to give him the land of Canaan and the nations, God talks about 10 nations over there. He talks about Keni, Knizi, Vekadmoini. And Rashi says over there that Keni, Knizi, Vekadmoini are actually Amoin, Moav, and Edoim. Edoim, Moav, and Amoin. These are the three nations. And it's interesting that it was actually, those were the first three nations that were given to him, that in the order of the Pasuk, first it says Keni, Knizi, Vekadmoini. Only afterwards we talk about the other seven nations. And it's precisely these three nations that God says, no, you can't go and take their land now. That land, as Rashi explained, that was reserved for when Mashiach will come. That right now we have the seven nations. The other three nations, Rashi brings down over there, Eserumus Yeshkan, Veleinosalem, Eloshiva Goyim. So one wonders, why are these three nations mentioned first? Number one. And number two, what is really the meaning? Why these three nations are different than the other seven nations? Why? What's the inner meaning behind it? So the Rebbe brings down, they bring down here from the Mittler Rebbe, that the Rebbe brings down, that the Mittler Rebbe says that the seven nations, they correspond to the seven emotions. And the three nations respond to the three intellects. That's why when you have 10 nations, you're talking about corresponding to the 10 attributes, the seven emotions and the three intellect. Those are the seven nations. What the seven nations represent, those are the emotional matters that we have to deal with, that each and every one of us is supposed to conquer and is supposed to modify, transform his natural inklings and inclinations, his emotional. Those are the seven nations, that is the main job that we have during the time of exile until Mashiach will come. Our main focus needs to be on the emotional part. That's why these seven nations correspond to the seven midos. That's why they have to be conquered. The level of the three intellectual, that's the bond. And to be able to connect intellectually to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a strong bond, that will be when Mashiach will come. Our intellect and our ability to comprehend and to appreciate will increase tremendously, so that at that point we'll also be able to conquer that, even in our heads, in our minds, that we should fully be able to be engaged in Torah and the knowledge of Hashem. So that's why. So perhaps I'm thinking that that's why the order is in this place, because the Pasuk originally mentions them in the order of the 10 faculties that we have. So first comes Chochmah, Bina, Das. So that's why we have Keni, Knizi, Vekadmoini comes first. And then he talks about the seven nations. But in reality, the ones that we are able to conquer now during the time of Golus is actually the seven nations. And the three nations, that's something that we still have to wait so we'll be able to connect. And that is a strengthening to ourselves, as we are almost about Tisha B'Av and we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, to realize that the fact that we don't appreciate so much, or we don't understand everything, and that we have complexities, that we're troubled by certain things, we don't understand those ideas, that's only because we're still in Galut, because we're still in exile, because we haven't merited yet to be able to physically, in this world, to see and truly appreciate. And that's why the work of Chabad, as the Rebbe brings it down, as a preparation for Mashiach, is to use the Chochma bin Adas, to use the three faculties, to prepare us so that we should actually be ready for when Mashiach comes, even though right now it's limited. Even the Chabad is limited, but according to relative to our levels, then now we should still focus on the Chochma bin Adas, on the Chabad, to appreciate that. But to also realize that what we visit, what we're able to understand or able to appreciate now, isn't really the ultimate. It's limited because Mashiach is not here yet, but we will in Mitzvah Shem Bizocha very soon, so that Yomim Yavchu Yom Elu L'Sosna L'Simcha, and Tisha B'Av will be a Yomtev, and it will be a Nitcha Kivna Nitcha Itche, and we'll be Zoicha to the coming of Mashiach Tzikenu V'Mehir V'Yomenu.